usage. Welcome to the Just Bake channel. This is a channel where we
do
just
things bake and say stop. And we get back. And
welcome to a nice special edition of the Watermelon versus Pumpkin podcast, Wildcast, Godcast, Docs with Fat Cat, whatever the F you want to call it. We are here. Gym wear, swim gear.
It has no end here.
Manusk.
Mm-hmm.
They know what time it is when the time is right and the time is there.
Welcome we in this bionk.
We in the gourd patch, man. You know what I'm saying? We got watermelon, right? We got pumpkin. We got canepas, man. We here.
About you time. And ITY.
It's been a long time coming.
Fruitfulness.
I'm glad it's happening. It's the universe saying, guys, you deserve it.
Shouldn't have left you. Now, to get into it real quick, we got Alexa, set an alarm for 35 minutes.
Crazy, huh?
Thank you.
I guess you can hear you.
One thing that is crazy about the last time we were all together is, if you really want to think back, the last documentary that we did was Sunshine Hotel. And then we tried to do an Illuminati documentary, and the fucking universe said,
No, not happening. No Lumi.
Leave Lumi alone.
You can't
alone.
Talk to them.
You gotta leave Lumi
it's
alone.
Underground. Yes. Our lives were probably at stake if we were released that.
Yeah, maybe.
We would have went ahead and proceeded with that when we might not be here to talk about it. That's what
that
I'm saying.
That is a t-shirt right there. Leave Lumi alone.
Leave Lumi alone. Listen, okay. All I know is you can't trust niggas out there, and you can't trust what's going on. Like, I don't feel safe. Look, this is why I do
hold it. Hold it down. Hold it down.
Listen, easy.
I keep
easy.
Keep swirling my hoodie, man. This is what I do.
It's a block.
I keep it. I'm trying to block what they trying to gain information and access, man.
So, I'm trying to block what they trying to gain. I feel it. And that brings us right into the topic this week. I picked out this Vice documentary. I almost said VOC, but VOC. Vice documentary, if you will, a vocumentary.
There you go. You know, another language. You know what I mean? Yeah. Dialect. It's all the same.
And these are quick joints, and that's why we love them so much, because we could talk forever. As you see, we've already done a 7-minute intro and haven't said shit yet.
Yeah. But look at the clock. I know. It's not 7. It
time them. Time them, baby.
Where we at and what we're talking about is Area 51. And to be more specific, the raid on Area 51, or perhaps the proposed raid on Area 51 that,
I remember this story. This was 2019, I think.
Yeah, it was very recent. Very recent. Yeah,
I mean, to be real, this is like my
you
first
were in
time
the dark.
Even. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the cat was in the dark, in the alley, not understanding that this was going on in the world. All right, so to give him a little lay down.
Yeah.
So get a precursor to it.
Yeah.
And real quick, if you want to, we put the link to the documentary down below. Click on that. We also have the tip jar down below if you want to leave us a quick tip. You know, whatever, guys. If you want to give a little, yeah, okay.
Hey, right. You get a nigga at the corner
right
store
there.
Until you get the house. Mm-hmm.
Right there. Yeah. Come on. There. Where?
Right. You know the cat in the corner is begging for a dollar. Hey, throw us a dollar too. All right. Come
on. Hey, support. It's going to a cause.
It's all about support. All right. So, yeah, the Vice Doc. Talk about it. Area 51. There's a raid.
Area 51.
Or let's just say a proposed
raid.
Right.
Let's start like
so,
that.
So Area 51, for don't know, that was the big talk of, I think, in the 50s, 1950s.
Pretty much.
It was supposed to be an aerial naval base where that's where the location of an unidentified flying object craft was taken to or landed there or in that area. Somehow aliens landed in this area in the middle of the desert in Nevada, I think it was.
Yeah. Yep.
So, that was a long time ago. So that was a big conspiracy. And I remember this. Any of you guys remember that whole conspiracy thing of Area 51? I remember hearing about that shit in school all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's where they're keeping aliens.
Right.
That's where
government secret, top agency.
They crashed in Roswell, but then they, you know, take all the parts to Area 51. And that's where, man, they're talking about doing experiments on hybrid animal people. And it's supposed to be some wild shit. But I believe the legend has grown bigger than the, you know, actuality of what's in there. I'm sure there's some motherfucker that is a janitor at Area 51. Like, if they only knew.
Bro,
you know?
this job sucks.
That
These
is
niggas.
The guy we need to talk to.
True.
He's that's like, the guy we need to talk to.
But this accent, he's only going to give you, look, I know the lobby and the bathrooms.
Yep.
You think that nigga's getting access to somebody that's cleaning up in that area? Probably a nigga that is like, yo, put your lab coat down. You got to clean up. We don't trust nobody.
Of course.
You got to wear many hats.
You're probably right.
You know,
you're probably right.
All right, I'm not against there being government secrets and all. So, yeah, there's something going on. There's something secretive in every fucking naval base. And
they
can't tell you everything or else our defenses or whatever the fuck they got could be a weakness. I understand that.
Of course, yeah. We're not going to give away the secrets.
Right. So this documentary, not to jump too far away from it, was about this place, Area 51. And it was back in 2019, there was a 2019, there was a thing that was online. I remember it was a big viral.
Yeah, ordeal. Okay.
Everybody was like, hey, they're about to fucking, let's storm Area 51 location
that's,
in Nevada.
But what I was saying, that's what I got. It was the guy started a Facebook thing.
A Facebook event. Yeah, invite. Because you remember back in the day how much. Events. I'm not on Facebook anymore. Right. But you remember the Facebook invites were the worst shit ever. Because
they never show.
And they really weren't ever. Well, I don't want to say ever, but they weren't necessarily events that were ever actually happening. Right. Somebody would make an event for whatever, but it wasn't an actual event that was happening. You know what I mean? They'd be like, yo, the Facebook event is it's my birthday because. Right.
That's not an event. You just want niggas to come to your house and have a drink with you.
Yeah, yeah. No, but not even that. I'm not even saying they wouldn't even be setting anything up. The event would just be, it is my birthday.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To where it's not
that's
a real
the
thing
event. Right.
That's actually happening.
Celebrate with me by sending me a fucking cupcake fucking.
It would be a way of promo. You know what I'm saying? So, and different things like that.
So that's how it opened up for me.
Yeah.
The guy put it on a Facebook thing and then it just spread it like wildfire.
It started as a joke. Homeboy put up a Facebook event, raid Area 51, because we want to see and free the aliens.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
We want to see them aliens. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
We want to see them aliens.
Yo, and that shit got crazy. And I remember that whole talk, and I was like, when I first heard about it, I was like, these niggas are stupid. Who the fuck is going to try to bum? Why would you try to bum rush a base where they got signs that say, who's shot on site? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. They got a right to do that. Like, I guess.
Well, I think it all goes back to it was never serious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a real thing. And it just got away from the
right. But for me, my first encounter was it was real. Like, when I first heard about it, I was like, man, people are fucking stupid, man. Are they really going to do this? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
and like, now talking about this, because like, this is like the more recent version, but there is public information. There's a broadcast taping of a guy, this happened like in the 50s, where he's in broad day live talking about an actual invasion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're coming. They're coming now. You know what I mean? So it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're like, oh shit, those people are still around and really believe in that type of thing. You know?
There is a pocket for every belief.
I guess.
And some pockets are bigger and deeper than other, and then sometimes you don't know they're really there until shit like this happens. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, all you niggas come out. All you niggas really want like people that really had that thought. But then getting into this documentary, what it actually turned out to be, which I didn't know, the whole premise was that whole thing blew up back in 19, and they were, let's storm Area 51, ended up being the joke, but the media kind of was the ones who really were like, we got to get there. There's going to be a whole big step. You know, I'm thinking, shit, I want to see some footage. Motherfucker's about to storm fucking and get away with it.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to see that shit?
I mean, we watched the Capitol.
I would have loved that. Talk about it. You're like, really? That happened. But let's peep that. Peep how that is. How crazy it is, right? People storm the Capitol. Nobody gets shot. Right, nothing. You had police inviting the riot.
Yeah, but a lady did get shot and killed inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, she got booked.
But he's talking about the initial storm. Like,
right.
Like how they're talking about, let's storm Area 51. I don't think they get past that gate of Area 51. It's different. This is all fucking military.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They're trained differently.
Like, wouldn't you think the powers, you know, like our government would rather protect where the laws are made than actually other shit? That's just me.
I feel you. There is definitely, I believe that'll be a documentary one day about the Capitol, because there was some weird shit that happened.
Because
when there's footage of cops stepping aside, and all right, there's one thing to step aside, but there's also footage of cops literally waving people in.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck happened there. That shit was weird, you know?
Yeah, that's so it was interesting to see, like, okay, are these people really going to do this? And then you think people aren't that stupid, but then you say, well, you know, then you look around, you're like, yeah, they are. You know what I mean? It's like the people do some really insane things. It's like, oh, I could see a couple thousand people gathering together and like, yo, we're going in here to get the aliens. Like, tell me you don't know a couple thousand people that heavily believe in aliens. And it's bigger than that, millions. You know what I'm saying? Of like heavy alien believers that if they're close enough to Nevada, there's people that took a trip to go out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Bro.
I think it speaks to the power of the internet and to you can never underestimate how dumb people are. You know what I mean? Because there was the power of the internet to where, like I said, it started off as a joke where Homeboy made a Facebook event that was, we're going to raid Area 51. It was just a joke the entire time. And I don't remember dude's name.
That was the guy with the long hair, kind of?
Yeah. Beautiful long hair, if it will. I mean, that shit was luscious. Come on, bro. Because he had the side part and it was down shoulder length at least. Right. As a bald man, I have to, you know, I'm jealous of that.
You
got to
appreciate gold. You know what I mean? You come through with that beat outside soon commercial.
I mean, just think about, he could go head first in a pool and whip it back. I mean, come on, bro. Let's go. Fibonacci sequence all the way. That's all I'm saying. You want what you don't have. All I want is for Mos Def to rap, but what? He wants to sing. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at.
Oh, my God.
All you want is what you don't have. You know what I mean? It becomes a problem.
The hair of truth. That
so
man.
He set it up. He set it up as a joke. You know what I mean? Like we would. I would set it up as a fucking joke for, you know, let's go raid Air 50. And it just got out of control. Yep. Then he tried to pivot on it. He was like, all right, well, let me at least try to make something out of this. So then they tried to make it into a music festival of like, okay, we'll go somewhere close. But then let's get some bands together and let's, you know, try to make it into, you know, a festival instead of actually, you know, running into Area 51 Naruto style, which is an anime I haven't watched.
You know what's so funny? I got to talk to, shout out to my little dude, Ruben, man. But they said when he was younger, he used to run like that. And I guarantee he was a fan of that fucking anime cartoon because that's why he ran like that.
Now, listen, I'm not putting nobody on the spot, but we do have about 8 feet of carpet if anyone wants to try it out. But, yo,
I got a bad hip. Get in there.
Yo, dead ass. My daughter, when she was younger,
ran like that,
all the time. But I think it was a mix of that, and she used to always see Sonic too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm with that.
But the whole, he's like, you want to try it out? That part of the doc when he's like,
how about the dude, though, that they was talking to? That was talking to, no, you have to say it like this. Naruto.
Yeah.
Naruto. You gotta say Naruto.
And it's funny, because, so now to get into it, now they're actually showing footage like now that we don't, I didn't know. I knew about the story back then. I kind of knew, but I didn't know the kind of outcome. It was one of those things and it wasn't a big outcome because now watching this whole documentary, you understand why.
Spoiler alert, nobody showed up.
Bro,
it was a handful of people. They tried to turn it into a music fest.
Look,
you know what I mean? It turned into like a space fest.
When the guy in the fucking hardware store was talking about
True Value.
Shout out to True Value. 10,000 10,000 people. I was like, really? You really think there's going to be 10?
And he was one of the people that gave out a low number because there were other motherfuckers like, we don't know if it's going to be 50. Yeah, we don't even know if it's 75. And now cats are under here wildly unprepared but believe they're prepared because homeboy's got a 10,000 candle flashlight like, all right, I got this and I got two radios.
Just in case she gets hairy.
In case for what?
And then I like the line that kicks in. He goes, you know, and hopefully they get here quick enough. He says some shit like, hopefully they get here, you know? Because,
you know, if there's a problem, I'm going to radio. And hopefully they get here quick enough to save them.
Quick enough, like, damn, bro, that's your plan?
Bro. Yeah.
Hopefully they don't beat the shit out of me.
It was bad because what I think this documentary spoke to more of, and I don't even think that they meant to cover this at all, is there's a certain generation above us and a lot of it is my parents' generation because there's often times where I have to tell them that things on the internet are not real. Now, this was not this was never a real
Devin
plan.
Your kid is like my parent and my kid is what you have to explain it.
Exactly. There's the above and the below. Heaven and hell. Come on. Now, this was never an event that was actually supposed to happen. And I mean that in the raid on Area 51, once again, like you said, it started off as a joke. Then when it turned into the a lot of people were calling it Firefest 2.0 because it flopped. But then when they tried to make it into alien stock and things of that nature, all the older generation that saw, oh, my God, a million people have RSVP'd and said that they're coming. It was one of those they just don't understand that, hey, that's not real. Like, what that is that people saw, oh my God, Raid Area 51, haha, yeah, I'm going. Right.
It's like 600,000 of those are probably under 15 years old.
Exactly. Because like I said, there's different cultures that get the joke, and there's other people like, oh my God, this is real. They are coming to our event. And, like, no,
and those people showed
not.
Up.
Because, like you said,
it's a handful of them showed up.
Yeah, yeah. True Value said 10,000. The woman at the.
Yeah, that chick.
The woman at the motel, she was like, I don't know if we're getting 50,000. I don't know if it's 75,000.
She was a trip.
Who was the girl who was the lady that got the blame for it, though?
That's what I'm talking about.
That was the hotel. Yeah. Okay, she had the hotel. Okay.
But I don't, like, listen, man. If you going. Because the dude that set it up really wanted to fucking do it. I really believe he wanted to do it there.
Right.
Because he had mad land. You know what I mean? So, like, that would have been
desert
perfect.
Desert land, because that's open space.
Yeah, that would have been perfect for that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I genuinely believe that she, to talk big shit,
right,
promised a whole lot of shit.
Bro, they saw dollar signs. That's all it was.
You saw all those motherfuckers out there, those vendors? He's like, that one dude was like, I'm just here to make money.
Bro, did you see all the fucking news vans?
Yeah.
Like, they had
exposure. They said there was more cameras than people.
They had the exposure like a motherfucker.
Yep.
What they needed. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
The lady fucked it up, if you ask me.
By
saying, yeah, we can do this and we can do that. I mean, okay, granted, she's right. Yeah. They didn't sign a fucking contract, which is bad on their part. But still, don't tell me you can fucking do this. And then when we're like, okay, and you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Where I thought it was, they saw dollar signs of like, we're going to get so many people here and we're going to all make so much money. And there was a little bit of fear there. But like I said, where I think it goes back to, there's a certain generation that doesn't understand. No, this is just on the internet. And I do believe it speaks to a broader venture of the internet is not real life.
Right.
And that's not always true because sometimes
there's some
you know,
real shit up
they
there.
Do cross over.
Right,
but
right. And certain,
you gotta be able
certain
to,
things.
You have to, you gotta use your better fucking sifter when you're trying to get
Absolutely.
Through this shit.
Absolutely.
You know
I like
you
that.
You gotta filter
like
better.
Yes.
And that's what I try to like talk to my
and
daughter about.
BS, better sifter, BS.
Kill with the BS.
Listen. We're teaching y'all as we
preach.
But,
you know, I try to do that with, like, when I talk to my daughters. Like, no, you got to try to pay attention. Like, does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you got to think about it. Instead of like, who's there and it was on TikTok. Yeah, I get it.
Yep.
But, you know, sometimes people can do things and make things look a certain way. You can't believe shit.
There's so many people that don't understand Photoshop, video editing, and
man.
Above and beyond.
Right.
With
man.
They there's a certain generation, the generation above us, that... and. All generations get tricked with this, but if it's words over a picture, it's true.
Right.
Like they, but oh my God, like because
it said it there.
I think there's a certain generation that doesn't get how easy that is to make.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like that's not hard. You
they
can
say
do
like,
that
well,
on your cell phone.
Well, why
in
would
10
somebody
seconds?
Put the effort into writing that article? I don't know, some very elaborate people out there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, and what I'm saying too, some things just get away from people.
Right.
Like I go back to, homeboy didn't plan this. This was not, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set up this Facebook page,
right.
And this is what, no, it was, this is a joke, and that shit took
right.
off. You know? That's all it was.
That, then it turned into like a whole more music ploy than anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, this is just wanted to chat. It's like, well, I'm going to get in. They're going to say, fuck the aliens. They're going to hear us perform. All fucking million people. You know what I'm saying? That guy was like, I'm here to make money. It's like, yo, these people were so excited, and nobody showed up to spend shit.
But
that was great.
But to me, it makes sense that no one showed up. Like I said, like from because it's a forest from the trees thing. Like looking from the outside, once you see that and you go, yeah, nobody's fucking
right.
going to that because the pivot doesn't make sense.
Right.
And the pivot is not connected to one another of you're talking about raiding Area 51, running up in there and getting aliens to, you guys want to come listen to some music? It's not the same thing, brother. It's
we
not
were trying to
thing.
Trick you. It's like, no, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It is not. It's like that whole thing, man. It was. I don't want to see. I don't want to say mental health was involved with some people, or maybe some.
No,
of
no,
was.
Not really. No. Yes, yes.
It's like some of the ones that showed up. You know, you had a mixture of people that were like the guy that's like, they got money and nothing to do. Those guys,
we just took a plane from another
We had nothing to do.
So we come here.
So you had those guys. You're like, we just want to see what the fuck's going on.
Right.
And I think you also had some desert rats out there. Like, when they interviewed Homeboy that looked like Jafar when Jafar was dressed up in the old man costume.
Shout out to the bearded bastard club member hat.
Yeah.
I remember. I was like, look at this nigga, the bearded bastard.
Yo, so, and then he does the fake heart attack.
Yeah.
Which was, I don't know what the fuck that was.
Exactly, but that's what you said. It was the people that showed up, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of the people that showed up were a little, you know, like, now listen, how we were talking, there were off. Vendors we'll out there.
Off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seemed off.
There were vendors out there who, you know, there's people just trying to make some money. Now, there's one gentleman is selling geodes, which are, you know, rocks and minerals, stuff like that.
Please educate me. What the geodes, what is a geode?
They're just like stones and shit. Crystals and stones, you know what I mean? It's all from the earth.
With cool little colors on them. Yeah. So then he puts them in a bag and sells them as alien poop. It's a cute idea. You know, whatever. I'm not mad at the dude. Yeah. Get your shit. But then when he tells us that he had a conversation with a lady that wants to buy out his whole stock because she believes that it is alien poop. Those are the people that you are dealing with.
Right.
So.
I know. The two ladies with the golden ball on the hood that they couldn't describe. You know, they. If you look into the eyes, when the eyes look, I've seen that look. And they're usually kind of walking around a psych ward. I'm not trying. I worked in a hospital at one point. And it's a certain kind of spaciness in somebody's eyes when they start talking a certain way.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, no, you're all. You know what I mean? I mean we see people walking around all the time where we live at. There's people just like. Yeah, there's a blankness that's going on there that you're just like,
well,
not
what's the thing that's said on so many of alien t-shirts and shit like that? I want to believe,
right?
So there's a lot of confirmation bias that goes along with that of, I want this to be true.
Right.
So I'm going to put on the blinders to everything that says it's not true, and I'm just going with everything that I
along
believe.
Along with the blinders, you got to put on the aluminum foil,
the aluminum foil
hat.
Blinders, if you will, yes.
With the blinders, yeah. Uh-huh. The guy with the fucking horn.
Bro,
the horn
and my thing is too, like, when we say aliens, why do everybody have the same green guy with the slanted eyes?
Shout out to that guy, whoever fucking, hopefully he patented that shit, because that look of that alien has just been around since,
forever.
I don't know, like 50s, that's been the look, right? Whoever came up with that shit,
like,
patented, hopefully.
Now, have you guys ever heard of the theory that that's us from the future? Because, let me break it down for you.
Okay, I
ain't
heard
think
that
of
one.
How we're going. When Elon Musk talks about the Neuralink and things of that nature, we will get the theory is that we will get so dependent on just our mind that we really won't need our body anymore. Like, think of, all right.
Ooh,
you know,
shit, I gotta go, nigga. That was
exactly,
deep.
Yo, I'm telling you. Think of how dope,
that's wow.
Think
shit.
Of how dope VR is now, virtual reality. Think of how dope it's gonna be in 100 years. Think about when you get to the point where you can't tell the difference between VR and reality.
Wow.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go and live in VR and do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, you seen Ready Player One?
Mm.
Homeboy's in a fucking junkyard, but won't put this shit on.
I'm in paradise.
You're the man.
Right.
So they're talking about that could potentially happen in the future. Now, we're talking about thousands and thousands,
thousands of years
of our body could change because we don't necessarily need our body anymore. When all we need is our head, your head could boom, body boom. It's a theory of that's us from the future.
That's like your average person.
That's fucking scary.
That is scary because they're doing more less motion, man. There's kids that are just, I'm just going to.
What y'all know about more less motion, dog? More less motion. I'm with it.
It's, you know what I mean? It's like, I was just, the more is this, the thumb's going. You know what I mean? The less is anything else. You know what I mean? It's like, just thumbs. I'll lay in the bed all day in front of a computer.
You know, I like to try to think that I love reality, but if we live and we get to a point where VR is so much better than reality.
We're the fucking last of a dying breed.
I'm just thinking
people
about
that actually talk to people like, man, because they're on this wave, like this generation has come up. They're not going to be strong communicators with people in person.
No, they aren't.
They're not now.
Yeah, it's
so
not even
the,
that they're going to.
So,
they
I mean,
aren't.
As adults, you know what I mean? As they become adults, they're just not going to ever have that social skill, the shit that we have, and that whole, hey, the guy that they're going to have, there's going to be jobs that are gone. Your real estate agent guys or anybody that has a service that usually inquires a person to be there. It's going to get to a point where they're no longer going to need that. You know what I mean? They're already getting fucking vending machine cars coming out of Carvana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bro,
we don't need dealerships no more even.
I'm a delivery driver, and eventually that job will disappear. You know what I'm saying?
Some kind of fucking drone trucks, some self-driving something.
Right now they got that overseas.
Yeah.
Right. Overseas.
But it's going to be more of the norm. Like, everybody's going to have
Bro, in UK right now, in UK, Amazon has drones that fly over pods and people yards and drop shits off.
Mm-hmm. And eventually it'll be self-driving cars with a arm that bonk kicks right. it out the truck, when whatever, you,
say,
you know?
When you see the technology's there now, it's like, yo, it's there now. You know yeah. what I mean? So, you know, when they first came up with an airplane, it took a while, but it didn't take that long to get to them being what the fuck they were and what they are now. You know exactly. what I'm saying? You think about it, like the Wright brothers, I don't know, my timeline might be off, but I think it was early 1900s, you know what I'm saying? For the Wright brothers, late 1800s maybe, mm-hmm, for mm-hmm, the first mm-hmm. flight. Mm. From that 1880 something to what it was, take 100 years, 1980 something. You know what yeah. I'm saying? How far did fucking planes come? So you can imagine that technology now mm-hmm. to self-driving 100 years from now, like you're saying, man, that's just that point. You know what I mean? Going 1,000 is even crazier.
To even say, you know, for what you was talking about, and we're talking about aliens and shit, you know, like I've been hearing also by conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me.
Right? That that's what we done. Like, the government and our armies have been in contact. Listen, and I repeat, this isn't me. This is things of conspiracy theories that I've been saying.
That he wasn't there.
And I've been
hearing. Just stuff that's out there. Yeah, yeah.
Public information. This isn't me. I'm just throwing that.
Street reporter.
Toss it. I'm just a street reporter.
And they're saying that, you know, that's what we did. That they got in contact with aliens, and they made a little exchange.
Little agreement.
Right. People.
Treaty, if you will.
People for technology.
Mm. I'll tell you something. Somebody did some math that blew my penis across the room. Think of this. You remember in 1990, right?
Mm.
In 1990, when you were in 1990, think about 1960, right?
Mm.
In 1990, you think about how far away 1960 was, where you're just like, oh, my God.
Right.
Okay. That's now to 1990.
Right.
2020 to 1990, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
1990 to 1960, 30 years before that.
Right.
So now, when we think about in the year 2020, 2021, think about 1990 and how long ago that was and how far we've progressed and now everything is in the palm of your fucking hand.
Right.
So what's another 30 years? Is everything
that,
in your
you know,
head
I
then?
Said 30 years. Then I always said that 30 years from now, we're going to be the fucking elder that are going to be in just retirement homes with
piss
no
atomizer,
people.
Bro. Right. Piss atomizer.
You're just going to be there like, damn,
yeah.
No nurse to wipe your ass. Going to be robots and shit coming in and all kinds of mm-hmm. like less contact. You know, now, you know, with shit like Corona, we got to find less ways to touch people. You know what I mean? Yep. Less ways to interact.
That's a whole nother story.
You're going to have to be in a club fucking talking to somebody through a fucking plastic fucking, hey. Then you're not going to do that. I'm sorry. It's going to be.
Bro, it's going to be zvoom. Now I'm in the club.
Yeah.
That's
the
what
club.
It's going to be.
VR shit.
Now I'm in the club.
Go deeper. You're in the club now. Yeah.
VR shit.
Now you're sunk in. I met this real cool girl in VR world.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
I got my online girlfriend. You know
right?
What I mean?
She looks nothing like her VR girl. So
shit.
I like her character.
But I think that all does go back to the
right, like
that all bleeds into the documentary that we watched about the internet getting out of control. Because to me, this documentary was about the raid on Area 51, but to me, it was more about how things can get out of control on the internet, and you don't even mean it, you know.
And you know what's crazy is everybody sees it happen and nobody learns a lesson from it.
Exactly. Because
watch this documentary, what we're saying,
yeah,
man.
Please do watch the documentary. About, you know? I know we're jumping all over the place, but I promise you it's relevant to the documentary of what 80 to 100 people showed up,
right?
Whatever it was. And now, mind you, homeboy with the luscious hair that made the which we got to talk about the meme as well.
Yeah,
what meme mean?
Yeah.
What meme
wow.
means.
What was
because,
that explanation?
I know, but real quick, let me just finish off the homeboy that made the meme. Then he was going to start the festival, he did drop out. Mm-hmm. That was the big like turn in the story, if you will,
right.
Mm-hmm. To where and to me, I think he just saw like, oh shit, this is nobody's not, coming.
I was playing. I was just fooling y'all. Yep.
Because the lady didn't do shit.
Yeah, they didn't get the permits. They didn't get everything right.
The lady, he's like, yo, the lady told me she was gonna have this, she was gonna do this, she was gonna do that, and ain't do fucking thing.
Yep.
I mean, granted, we didn't sign a contract with her, but still, she still ain't do a fucking thing.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Nobody showed up.
So the homeboy that made
nobody
the meme,
showed
exactly.
up.
So the homeboy that made the meme, he dipped out and he got a deal with somebody that said, "Hey, we're gonna turn this Area 51 thing into a touring show, company, party
right.
type thing to where
to make it into a platform,
right. yeah, a touring platform where, hey man, we're gonna go around and we're gonna have, you know, different lights and it's gonna be an alien themed party wherever we go."
That works. And people yeah. love that.
I mean, perhaps
Vegas.
Corona.
Vegas.
Right.
Exactly. So they wanted to do theirs in Vegas. And even they had a better turnout than in the desert. But it wasn't good. You right. know what I mean? Like, maybe they had 200 people there when they showed the
I like when the guy
footage.
Was rapping and the one old dude, they just panned to him marching off. Fuck this shit.
I felt the same way. That shit was garbage.
You felt like that dude was like, yep, that was
that
me.
That shit was garbage. Yeah.
The old dude just marched off on him. Is like, yeah, fuck your bars.
Now I'll say, I will say, as a former performer of my, you know, my status, I always do give credits to cats that can perform their ass off in front of six people because right. I can't. It doesn't. It does not work for me. But that dude,
it takes to get the energy deep.
To me, it
bedroom behavior.
To me, it sounded like shit, but he was putting his all into it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like that. The bedroom behavior is like when I say that. It's like that's when you practice at home in the bedroom. Yo, he had that raw energy.
My thing,
he just was there. He went to the bedroom, just me, nigga, in the bedroom.
Yeah, like my thing was, yo, like you want people to hear you and see you. Why you keep clutching and throwing yourself?
I think that was that nervous energy. I think
super
that was that
clutch.
Nervous energy.
You know what I mean? That's what he was like. Yo, what the fuck is that?
We got to talk about the word meme because the word meme has grown.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Exactly, because then they're talking about this was, and then the Raiden Area 51, this internet meme, when I'm like, I thought a meme was just like a joke over right. words, of, but then I'm like, I don't know, man. Because, you know, the a meme is like, something that there's a picture that can then be taken and made into many different jokes. Like there's the setup of Batman smacking the shit out of Robin.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The Jordan memes.
The Jordan meme of crying Jordan.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you can apply it to every different situation. That's why I didn't understand the definition of this because I don't think you can apply it to every situation.
Right.
This was a
one
Facebook
thing.
Event.
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't
yeah.
like a. But then I guess now
right.
you could
that's
turn
I was,
it into.
I was confused. I was like, yeah, I thought meme was just the picture, and then you
right.
put it.
That's,
and
right,
it's like,
you
like,
make,
well, this guy
is making fun of
people.
Yeah, right, making
yeah,
fun
yeah,
of some
but
shit.
Like,
you know
no,
what
but
mean?
You're like, no, I think it was an event. I don't.
But hey, for as much as I'm saying there's a generation that doesn't understand the internet, guys, I guess we're in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? I guess we don't understand.
You just don't get it. It's not supposed to be in existence.
You fucking old guys just don't get it, dude.
That's
you?
It.
You fucking
we're the old guys
I don't
that don't
understand.
Get it.
And it's like, and you got to look at it. It's like, no, I don't understand. Like, yeah, I understand gaming. We're gamers. We started this shit. Do we got to tell them
come
again,
on.
Pete?
Do
I know.
I?
Anyways,
come on.
But when it came to the gamers,
do I?
But so I feel as though being a part of the gamers starter society that we became from just starting the shit in the 80s. We could critique some of you niggas shit. So I could sit here and go, Fortnite, I don't really get it. I get it, but it's that's kind of corny to me. I don't know. You know what I mean? But people, you know what I'm saying?
Give me some of that.
Okay. I thought you wanted the back left. I don't think, no, what I'm saying is, or the other one, Roblox.
I'm sorry, Fortnite people.
But
that shit is garbage
but
to me.
But you got to understand, it's not for
us.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't built, so when I get more upset of a fucking 50-year-old man that jumps inside these games and goes at it with fucking little 12, you little bastards. Like, yo, get out of this fucking platform for these kids, man.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be an asshole, get out of there. You know what I'm saying? Wait, P, you don't be doing shit like that.
Bro, there's 50-year-old people that play Call of Duty.
Well, that's different. That's a different kind of game. That's not really meant for fucking young teenies. Kind
bro, of there's 9-year-olds that play Call of Duty.
Yeah, I know that, but that's not what they don't advertise that shit on that thing. That's because the parent is buying it. That's mature audience, and that's what they put on it, right? That means your little nigga ain't supposed to buy it.
Y'all ever seen the age the age difference that they got on Legos? You know what I'm saying? I think it's from like 3 to 99. Okay, so it's out there.
Right now, I think that we're like I said once again, we're from that age restricted thing. I think a lot of these things get thrown out the window. They just realize like these little motherfuckers because of the internet. Have access to all kinds of shit.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know
right.
So
right, yeah,
I
yeah,
think,
yeah, yeah. I mean, of course.
10-year-olds playing Call of Duty is what's happening.
Yeah.
Right.
So to start to wrap up, the raid never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, the raid didn't. Yeah, the raid like didn't
call,
right.
Speaking of Call of Duty, never called there.
Right. The raid didn't happen. They tried to pivot it into a music festival. That didn't go over. And, you know, I'm not going to say the dude failed because with Corona and everything, maybe his alien party business could have turned into something, but right. I don't know, man. It was interesting. And like I said, I thought it spoke more to back in the day, it was. That people used to believe everything that was on the television. Nowadays, there's a certain generation that believes everything that they see on the internet, and they think that it's real.
I know. I guess that's the best way to I didn't, you know, think about that. That same comparison is that, you know what I mean? That whole, you thinking everything on TV is real, it's just on steroids right now. You know what I'm saying? It's
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's like super steroids of way of seeing things. It's like, because, and it's even almost a more worse thing, is because you have people that are now in this world of creating a space that makes it feel real, because you feel like they're just real people. So you'll buy into it. How many times I'm getting these fucking ads like, you want to change your life, and all these millionaires have tips and they want to give the world. You just got to subscribe and get into their little package. You know, so it sounds like this is happening so much. It's like, are people just that fucked up that they're just trying to get over on people?
Hey, yo.
That's it, bro.
This pandemic and quarantine shit is fucking people up.
Yeah.
I think they were just fucked up before.
I think this has accelerated it. You know what I mean? I think this has accelerated because also like, with everything that's happening, with everybody wants to get rich quick.
Like that.
Think about people that have changed their entire life over a fucking GameStop stock. Like, there's people.
That's another thing.
Listen, before GameStop, that thing happened, there were people who were normal workers every day. Alexa, stop. After GameStop, there are people who are now financially set for the rest of their life. It can change that fucking quick. Wow. So that's where we're at right now. You got, brother, it was a stock that was at like $9 that shot up to $300. Mm. So for every $9 you put in, you made $300.
Just off of word of mouth, nigga.
Yeah. So
for these events.
Things are changing that quick. So I think just along with everything else, people are willing to take more of a chance. People are willing to just
and
go
I,
for
it's funny,
it
I talked I talked to a young kid, man. It was, you know, around my nephew's age, maybe a little younger. I think he wasn't even 21 yet. That's what he said. He was young. He was like 18, 19. And he was involved with some shit where they're, you know, they're doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? Or that get the money, flip it, and get, you know. And I'm like, yo, but, you know, so we getting on them, old school shit. Yo, man, you running some shit, you're going to get caught up. And it was like, so his thinking, it's inherent, it's like, what you thinking on? Yo, but it's like, anybody got time for going through all that? Yo, it's like, why do that? Well, I can get the quick come up, get it bang, bang right now. And it's like,
that's. You understand the mentality. It's like, I don't necessarily agree, but I understand.
Right, I understand. He's like, I got to go through it? I'm not going to go through college. I'm not going to do all that. Yeah. And I can get that money that I'm supposed to get then. I can get that now.
That was
the dream pitch to us of going to college and
right.
doing that. You
right now
I mean?
Is a microwave mentality. Right now, instant gratification. Need that right now.
And then you add on, everybody just went through the pandemic where everybody just realized, holy shit, I'm going to die one day. And life is not promised. And you could go get this disease and boom, you're out in 2 weeks. So now everyone's like, I want to get to the top quick. It's the Scarface thing of like, I've always been like, yeah, Scarface dies at the end, but you know what? He did make it to the top at one point.
Right.
So it's
he lived the life that
he wanted to live.
Most won't live if they just went along with
exactly.
The
right.
You know
there's
saying?
A lot of people that aren't comfortable being, quote, normal or
some people end
average
up in the Sunshine Motel for the rest of their life. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Shout out to Bruce.
Shout out to Bruce, man.
Yeah, Bruce. Yeah. Bruce, all day.
Ducky, nigga.
So, man, you guys got a little final anything you want to add on to it, man? Let's wrap this Bianca.
I'd like to say that are aliens real? We'll never know. And sometimes I think people need to understand that that's okay.
Talk to
sometimes them. We just don't know, nigga, and sometimes it needs to be left at that. If them niggas want to be known, they'll let themselves be known. And I think people are drinking too much of Kool-Aid that is put out in masses amounts.
The black man said people are drinking too much Kool-Aid. You need to pay attention. All right?
And don't sip it. That's a Jonestown reference, because people will poison that and tell you it's sweet. And sometimes you got to be careful, man. You know what I mean? There's viruses of all kinds out there, niggas. But yeah, you know, I just really was enjoying the fact that that documentary let me see what actually really happened and the outtake on it and how people are and how they can be and what can turn into something that really was nothing at all.
Talk to them.
So, you know, I try to take it as a learning tool. I hope you people at home watching this nice little camera here go and watch that and get the same idea. So, you know, I give it a 4. I give it a 4 over there. You know, I threw four melons. We're back on the melon game. I put four melons on that. You know what I'm saying?
P, your final word?
Yeah. Listen, people. Stop fucking believing everything you fucking see on this internet, please.
Journey said don't stop believing. P said stop believing. Talk to him.
You know what I mean? Like, listen. This was an event. An event that was thought about, that could have been, that should have been, but never was.
Never was.
You know what I'm saying?
Oof. Tatted on my back. Like 50 Southside, tatted on my back.
But I do respect the hustle. I do respect, you know, their beliefs. You know what I mean? Because I also believe there's something more than us. There's got to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I believe that.
I think it's
you know what I'm saying? Not to the extent like these fucking guys. But, yeah. Hey, listen, to each their own. You know what I mean? I respect, mm-hmm. respect. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? Lay off the peyote.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
The pay.
You know what I mean?
The pele pele.
You know what I mean? But all in all, man, you know what I mean? Oh, and shout out to the guy from Vice out of Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Yeah. That made it all happen. You know what I mean? That even put this together for
shout
us to even.
Vice. Yeah, now Vice is yeah, dope. I like a lot of this stuff. So.
Be able to comment
exactly,
on it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Really shout out to that. But it was cool. It was something. It was entertaining. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something to look at. I'll give it a 3.5.
Right. That 3.5 gnaps.
Yeah, 3.5.
No doubt. Yeah, yeah. I feel similar. Of you know, I pretty much expressed all my opinions on it. Of it's you know, don't believe everything. Don't take candy from strangers. Is my shit. Of that.
Right.
I feel
right.
like there's a generation that forgot that people can lie to them. I think there's a generation that forgot that not everything you see is real.
Mm. And, talk to them.
I'd like more of that to be, you know, go in with some caution. Don't be, you know, like when Cedric the Entertainer does stand up and he describes white people, don't be those fucking white people. When you hear a gunshot over there, don't run towards it. You know what I mean? You don't have to be the hero. If you see people running that way, you know, maybe run that way.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Run away from the and like he said before, this is coming from a white person. Let's pay attention.
Exactly. So.
Oh,
for me, the documentary was cool. I appreciate it. I would say, yeah, same thing. I would go with like 3.5. It was cool, and it made me, like I said, there was a documentary, but it made me think of the bigger issue, if you will, of, man, the internet is not real. The internet is not fucking real life. And there's so many people that don't get that right now.
There are real realities on the internet, and you can really get some information. It is a great tool.
Yes.
To have information at your hands, but it's dangerous when people try to put out false information for their own gain. You know what I mean? So that's what you got to be aware of, if you ask me.
Or information that just gets out of their own control.
Exactly. Right. Yeah,
I made up
exactly.
some bullshit. Oh, my God. It's like, yeah, I threw exactly. that cigarette out the
and
window.
And now people believe it.
I threw that cigarette out the window. How did that forest fire start?
Yep. You know what
I'm saying? Like, nigga, it exactly. probably was that cigarette you threw out the window. So stop throwing lit cigarettes in the internet, nigga. Mm-hmm.
So this is the Just Bake channel. This is the Watermelon versus Pumpkin podcast.
Just Bake!
This is...
We do things and say stuff.
Say stuff and do...
Beautiful thing. Until next time, if you'd like to leave a comment down below, tell us what to watch next. That's appreciated. We got our Cash App there, Just Bake Promo. If you'd like to leave us a tip, that's appreciated as well.
Appreciate y'all.
Until next time, Guns, Bushes, Bird Gang.